In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So, Adam, you have a female child.
I do.
And I'm not sure how old my girls were when they were into it. Enough that I remember the animation. But have you ever heard her mention the Winx Club?
If she has, I immediately forgot about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say definitively that she hasn't, but I don't recall that conversation.
The Winx Club, they're a club, and the Winx are fairies. And they wear really cool outfits. Their waists appear to be as thick around as my pinky. So it's very interesting animation. They have a lot of long, flowing, beautiful hair. The smallest waists I've ever seen on any cartoon. And they...
So we're talking like Betty Boop, like Tinkerbell kind of proportion.
Are they making
Tinkerbell and Betty look portly?
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And, well, I guess I should find out when it came out. The Winx Club came out in, 2004. Okay, and the final episode aired in 2019. Nickelodeon, that's where they are. But here, let me show you, get an idea of the whole waist situation.
That's how have they not shattered their spinal cord?
I don't know. It is fascinating.
Mathematically, I don't understand how they're still standing.
So basically, the Winx Club are Bratz dolls that are fairies.
Okay. All right.
And all the fairies have different powers. For instance, not unlike the earthbender and the waterbender and the airbender, much like those. And when they use those powers, they transform into a different cool outfit. And you see their wings.
Now I see where the toys come in there.
All right. So Netflix has Riverdale'd Winx Club. And it is now...
Oh, so this is like a remake, like reimagining.
It is a live action reimagining. My children are outraged.
Good. Now they know what it feels like.
Yeah. And I said, so mostly why are you outraged? Well, they don't have any wings. I have completed the entire season. And they pulled back on that. And the main character got her wings, which was ancient fairy magic, that the fairies thought they couldn't have wings anymore or something. I don't know. But all of a sudden, she's super powerful and she had wings and she went up in the air and she transformed and kind of changed her clothes, but not so much. But she was in the air and she had wings. See? So at the end, I think if I show them that scene, they would appreciate that. But they had a huge problem with the fact that their clothes are not epic and they don't have wings and transform. Well, where are all the transformation scenes? I need the transformation.
Well, the catch about that, and I don't know if they know this about like most toy lines in the 80s and 90s or the animated series that were connected to them. They were just 30-minute commercials to sell. Like, I don't know if they have re-released said toys, but like this one may actually be about getting Netflix subscriptions.
Yeah.
If you couldn't sell the toy back in the day, there was plenty of really cool like 80s cartoons that I saw, but like they couldn't move their toy, like Dino Riders. It's about dinosaurs that have like guns and lasers mounted on them and people ride them like you would a horse. How is that not fantastic?
I know.
But the toy line didn't do the numbers that they wanted it to. So there's a really good chance that that's not a fairy. That's not a fairy at all.
Okay. No, you're right. He's not.
Is he one of the fairies? Wait, what?
No, I'm so confused now. Wait for it. His name is Sky.
Of course it is.
And he is one of the specialists. There's like a military thing happening, and you've got the specialist, who's the military person.
Now, is he the voice, or is this live action?
No, this is live action. I'm showing you him because they're all just as insanely attractive as he is. I mean, he's got cheekbones for miles. You don't see men walking around like that.
And look at the hair, yeah.
I know. And
I mean, talk about like unattainable like body type.
Yeah, like, just it's for real.
Like, look at that smolder. Like,
yes.
If I looked at myself like that in the mirror, like, I would probably get weak in the knees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I can make that face. Or I'll probably look stupid if I make that face.
Wow. So he's like 24 years old, and there are the guys, and then there are the girls. Now, there is one guy. He looks older than high school because they're in high school. Or are they in college? Huh.
Either way. I mean,
I don't remember what they're in. They're in Hogwarts for fairies and for specialists.
Is that the name of the school?
Yes, exactly.
Hogwarts for fairies?
Actually, they do reference Hogwarts. So the story...
Actual warts on hogs or the school Hogwarts.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about Fate, the Winx Saga. The story is, you have the red-haired Bloom. And Bloom is, let's say she's 16. I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. And she all of a sudden sets her house on fire because she gets mad at her parents and almost kills her parents.
That seems like an over... What is she upset with him? Like, did they try to kill her? Were they...
No.
Were they going to cut her throat?
No.
I mean, maybe it's a better reaction if that's... Or was it like, you can't have the keys?
Something like that. It's just Friday. The mind. Like, fire.
Fire! Okay.
And she didn't know she could do that. So this was the first time. And her parents survived, but her mother, of course, is not hideously scarred.
So it's almost like an X-Men kind of situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Then a woman appears to her. Well, a woman finds her. She doesn't, like, materialize. And she says, hey, you're a fairy. Now, we don't see any of this, but this is the story. You're a fairy, and there is an other world, so you're going to go to this other world, and your parents are going to let you. So her parents think she's in this fancy-schmancy academy in Switzerland.
So it's almost exactly like X-Men.
Yeah.
Like, they think it's a boarding school, and they're like, no, we take in mutants. That's Wolverine.
Right.
Wait, is Hugh Jackman in this?
If only, but... He's
good looking. He's got the cheekbones
for
it.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, so you have this academy situation, and there's the earth person, Tara, and she makes plants grow. And they all have these different things that they do. But Bloom's issue is she's super powerful, doesn't know what to do with it, and oh what? She finds out she's a changeling. Because the people who raised her, they don't know it. They think she's their kid. But their kid had a heart defect and was dying as soon as it was born. And some fairy said, hey, I'm just going to help you out here and remove your dying infant and give you a fairy and not tell you. So...
Is that standard operating procedure for fairies? Like,
apparently.
That seems illegal.
It does.
At best.
It does. So... You spend most of the story with your typical school type of situation drama. They even go so far as to have the thicker girl be painfully unaware that the guy she likes plays for the other team. And it's like, really? We're going to do that? Really?
That's a lot of twists and turns. Switching out babies.
Yeah. And one of the characters, Musa, she always wears headphones because she can hear what everyone's feeling.
So there's not a tremendous amount of subtlety in their names.
No. Oh, no, no,
like, no. Is one of the ones that, like, solves their problems through violence? Is his name Punchy? Like,
no.
Or Puncha? Or something like that?
So then you have this other girl who kind of looks like... Married to Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis.
Okay. I was going to go with Demi Moore.
She kind of looks like Mila Kunis, but not.
Okay.
And
are they still married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she is clearly a psycho and kills somebody within the first 15 minutes. Like,
is
for
it,
real?
Now, is it reasonable? Like, was it in self-defense?
No. Just because she wanted to.
Or was it like, you stole my potato chips?
No. And it was a teacher.
Is that frowned at?
It is.
At Hogwarts for the fairies?
Hogwarts for fairies. So,
fairy war?
You have the whole situation of Bloom wanting to find out the story of who her actual parents are. And I'll tell you, nobody knows. Okay, there's that. So she's searching for that. In the meantime, you have drama, 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 and more drama. And the outside force acting upon them are the burned ones. It's like as if Groot stops growing when he's like 20 years old and then has been charred
That's so charred Groot.
Charred Groot. Lots of charred Groots, and they're very bad. And if they scratch you, the Groot that got you has to be killed. Otherwise, you'll die too. So there you have it.
It's like being bit by a zombie.
Yes.
Kind of. Okay. All right.
Yes. So there's a lot of drama with who gets scratched and bitten and whatnot. And you know what? The burned ones, they're all there for Bloom. That's right. Almost like Groot Dementors, all there for her.
It seems like somebody really enjoyed Harry Potter and the X-Men. Yeah. Like, when this was put together.
This was put together, and it made its debut, the story, written by an Italian writer who, I don't know why it makes a difference, and in 2004. So there was no, well, maybe he knew about Groot. Was Groot in a comic book?
Guardians of the Galaxy is, I think, at least the first iteration of it.
I'm sorry, I asked already.
The 70s.
So it is, if you like people with different abilities living in a really cool castle / manor house / something,
then watch X-Men.
And if you like a lot of teen drama, and
then watch Riverdale. If you like magic, watch Harry Potter.
See? So that's this. Now, I kind of listened to a lot of it because I just wanted to force myself through it, mostly to agitate my children because they were so annoyed at it. By the time you got to the last episode, which there are only 8, the last episode was the most interesting episode out of all of them. Some of the lines are put in there. It's like, oh, so you're going for an R rating because there's no reason for you to have said that. And one of the guys, who, as I understand, is a second year. He's 37 if he's a day, but he's a second year.
So they also were influenced by Grease.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's a lot of that.
Like, what? Stockard Channing is obviously a teenager in this.
Obviously. So that's what's going on with Winx. And yes, they do have a lot of lovely, lovely hair.
I mean, sure. I mean, if you're going to be based previously on a Barbie doll-esque thing, you know, I guess hair should be nice. But it's also the boys, right?
Oh, yeah. The
boys have
good
got
hair.
Some
yeah.
smashing hair, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well.
So the bad guys have the best lines. It is stilted. It's not well written. Almost everyone has a British accent, which does help you move past the boringness because it sounds important.
Everything sounds better in a British accent.
And there is a lot of, I don't know the name of this shot, but it happens so often, I thought to myself, I could actually get motion sickness. You know, when you have two characters in the middle and the camera moves around in a circle?
Yeah.
Used over and over. It's like Homer Simpson and Star Wipe. It's like, enough already
with
the circling.
Or J.J. Abrams and Lens Flare.
Yeah.
Lens Flare.
Enough
Lens
with
flare.
The circling, okay? I get it. Film it another way.
Maybe they had just gotten that camera rig, and they're just like, we're going to use this, guys. We're getting our use out of it.
Well, they sure did.
We're shooting X-Men, Harry Potter fairies. Like, we are going to spin this thing. Get it?
So, the people who watched Winx Club when it first came out, some of them could be in their early 20s and may find this incredibly appealing. It is not appealing to my girls because they're younger than that, but they remember it so vividly, they're annoyed by it.
Well, I mean, when they started rebooting the Ninja Turtles, I do remember kind of taking umbrage with that. And I would have been in my early 20s the first time they did it. Because I'm just like, wait, no, this is what the Ninja Turtles were like.
Right. Well, that's where they are.
I would also argue to the girls, like in a lot of these cases, a lot of time the original material, you are putting it on with kind of the nostalgia glasses, and you remember the good things from it that you want to remember, and you just kind of fill in the blanks. Like, I watched Voltron when I was a kid. Voltron isn't actually as good as I remember it being, because I've seen it since then, and I'm like, oh, I must have filled in a lot of those gaps. Like, Netflix did a Voltron series, and it's actually probably superior to the thing that I watched. But I was 4, and I don't know if you know this about, like, 4-year-olds, but, like, they're not really that hard to please when it comes to entertainment. It was just, a giant robot with a sword fighting a monster? I am in. I don't even care why they're doing it.
Exactly.
But by the time you get in your 20s, or, you know, your girls are in their, you know, mid-teens at this point, they're probably filling in a lot of those blanks. I don't know a lot about the original source material. But they're very likely filling in and putting, like, just remembering all of the positive, good, nice things that they remember of it. I'm not saying that this is, you know, high quality and that it's outclassing it and this is Downton Abbey, but there's a very good likelihood mm-hmm. that the original material also is not that good.
Yeah, I don't remember there being much in the way of stories. It's a lot of them changing their clothes.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they probably remember the cool hair. Uh-huh. They probably remember the wings. Like, they remember the outfits. And that's all the cool stuff. Like, but was there an overarching, like, narrative? Was there character growth? Like, what? I'm betting I start getting, like, blank faces or just, like, whoa. Where?
Sadly, I can tell you more about character growth of My Little Pony than Winx Club. So, it's not a disaster. There is a market for it. It's not horribly done. You have attractive people, and they do magic. So, it might go. It's not fabulous good fun like Sabrina. Sabrina was just fabulous good fun.
No matter how many times I hear it, like, I never get tired of us saying it isn't a train wreck and there's attractive people. Like, we're not going to ever make it to any posters or DVD jackets. No. Like, but I mean, we, for better or for worse, we're generally honest about it. Just going, well, yeah. I mean, these are really pretty people saying terrible lines and there's not a lot of character growth, but I mean, like, I've watched worse things.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have watched worse things. Yes, I have.
But that's still not that's like the barest minimum of, it's like just being like, well, it doesn't hurt that bad. Well, what are you comparing it to? Oh, I was stabbed in the arm the other day. This doesn't hurt as much as that. Well, raise your standards a little,
yeah,
okay?
That's sure. All right. So this is not something that you want to introduce a young child to, but it's just, they drop a few F-bombs. Almost like they're looking at the script and saying, okay, we've got to do one like every 10 pages. Just, oh, okay.
Well, if your original younger audience is older now, they may, without like the actual like presence of edginess or darkness or like, you know, character motivation, sometimes if you let them curse, at the very minimum, like your rating goes up and they're like, oh, well, this isn't for kids. It's rated PG-13 or R. Like, we, F-bombs.
This is rated mature. I don't know why, other than a few F-bombs. Honestly, there was far more. Well, Sabrina was rated mature as well. I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I mean, there's no nudity that stayed with me anyway.
Well, Sabrina was also dealing directly with the devil. Like,
yes.
Like, I would say that probably gives you a mature. Like, it doesn't matter if like your thing is about like how to make slinky digs. If you invoke the name, and I don't mean like they're not just being like, hey, Satan. Like, literally. He has some kind of parentage. Am I remembering that right?
Yes,
like,
parentage.
He is Sabrina's like dad, right?
Actual biological dad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't mean that they're just being like, I invoke Satan. Like, literally
in the story,
pedophilius, right there.
Anyway, so Winx. It's on Netflix.
Which a lot of things are.
If you don't care about the story, just watch the last episode because it has the coolest effects and you can see her transform. And that was kind of cool.
And at a bare minimum, if you want to see some
mini Stonehenge
some
there
cheek
too.
Bones for miles.
Oh, yeah.
Sky has got...
He's got it.
Some cheeky bone. And I've seen a picture, so I can attest to his cheeky nature.
He reminds me very much of
me?
Michael
no one
York.
Said that. She's lying.
A young Michael York.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. That's more believable than younger me. Like.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening for Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.